请我们一起来默祷。阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we can begin our Sabbath morning service.
唱诗185首。
Please sing hymn 185. Please be seated.
啊，感谢主，在圣安息圣日，我们一起能够来神的殿来敬拜神。
We thank God that on the Holy Sabbath we can come in the temple of God to worship.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与我们大家同在。
May the peace and the joy of Jesus Christ be upon everyone.
好，我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们早上的聚会。
Let's pray together now and ask the Lord to guide us in the morning service.
一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
啊，今天早上跟大家来学习诗篇的90篇。
This morning we'd like to study Psalm 90. 啊，
请我们来看诗篇的90篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
第一节
First one.
神人摩西的祈祷。
This is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
圣经在描写摩西叫做神人。
The Bible describes Moses as a man of God.
神人就是神所用的人。
Man of God means the man who is used by God.
也是神所同在的人。
Also a man who God abides with.
所以神人代表摩西的灵性非常的高。
To call Moses the man of God means he has a very high spirituality.
圣经说他是神的朋友。
The Bible also says Moses is the friend of God.
他曾经面对面跟神说话。
And he had once spoken face to face with God.
那到底摩西一生在追求什么？
What exactly was Moses after his whole lifetime?
从第十二节开始。
If we start from verse 12.
摩西向神有六个心愿或者六个祷告。
There were six wishes or prayers that Moses made to God.
那在摩西向神祷告之前
And before he made these pleadings,
从第三节一直到十一节在描写摩西对人生的了解。
Verse 3 to verse 11 describes Moses' understanding of human life.
那第二节是摩西对神的认识。
Verse 2 describes Moses' understanding of God.
那第一节是摩西对人生的结论。
Verse 1 is the conclusion Moses made toward the life of man.
他把最重要的结论先讲。
For he first declared the most important conclusion of life.
我们做一件事情到最后总是有一个结论。
Whatever task that we undertake, in the end there will be a conclusion.
到底这件事情是怎么一回事？
What exactly transpired in this event?
那我们活了一辈子到底我们的结论是什么？
So after we live a whole lifetime, what is the conclusion for us?
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
说主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
摩西对人生的结论就是人需要神。
Moses' conclusion on human life is that we need God.
而且人需要神做我们的主宰。
And humans also require God as our Lord and Master.
有很多人不拜神。
A lot of people are atheists.
他觉得拜神很不自由。
They feel as though it's very not liberating.
如果我不拜神，我想做什么就做什么。
If they don't worship God, then they can do whatever their heart pleases.
那我的命运就在我的手中。
And they're the master of their own life.
所以我不需要神。
So they don't require God.
因此我很自由。
Therefore, they're very free.
他不拜神。
They don't worship God.
但是摩西这个人
But as for Moses,
他活了120岁。
He lived for 120 years old.
圣经说他受过埃及一切的学问。
The Bible describes that Moses was a very learned person for brought up in the Egyptian culture.
当时埃及是一个文明的古国。
In those days, Egypt was a very advanced civilization.
所以摩西受了一切的诫问。
So after Moses was brought up under this kind of education system,
他说话行事都有能力。
Everything that he said or done was done with authority.
而且摩西住在王宫。
And plus, he lived in a palace.
他享受过权力的滋味。
He had enjoyed he had tasted the power and authority.
他也享受过人生。
And he had also enjoyed life.
那摩西见过神。
And Moses also saw God face to face.
这样的人呢，他对人生的结论就是人需要主宰。
But for this type of man, his conclusion on life was that we require God.
需要有一个神来带领我们，来掌管我们，来控制我们。
We need a God who can be our master, our leader, and our guidance.
让我们一生来顺服他，来跟从他，来亲近他。
All our life, we can submit to him, follow him, and to draw nearer to him.
所以第一节最后一句说，做我们的居所。
Verse 1 states that, Lord, you have been our dwelling place.
什么是居所？
What is dwelling place?
你看我们最亲近的人都是住在一起。
We see that the most intimate people always live together.
跟夫妻住在一起。
The spouses live together.
跟小孩子住在一起。
We live together with our children.
所以摩西希望呢，世世代代能够跟神住在一起。
So it was Moses' founder's wish that he can live together with God throughout all generations.
能够跟神相亲。
That he can be intimate with God.
那为什么摩西的人生结论跟我们大部分的人差这么多呢？
So why is it that Moses' conclusion on life is so drastically different from most of us?
两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个是摩西对人生的看法跟我们不太一样。
The first is Moses' perspective on life is rather different from ours.
我们知道人生有它的表象，就是你用肉眼看的表面的现象。
We know, in life there are things that are visible to the eyes.
那这个表象常常也是假象。
And oftentimes what's visible is also a mirage.
但是人生还有真相。
But in life there is also something that is true.
所以一个人要从表象看到人生的真相，这需要有智慧。
And it requires wisdom to see beneath the surface of all things.
所以每一个人在描写人生都不太一样。
And each person describes life differently.
但是摩西他站在神人的立场都在看人生。
But when Moses spoke from the perspective of God and looking on life,
那这个看法就不太一样。
And we can see his perspective is rather different.
你看我们在看看这个地面，我们在看这个世界上。
For instance, when we look at this earth,
我们看的都很近。
We see some things that are close to us.
但是你如果到那个 Google Earth 上去看，你就可以看到三度空间。
But when you go to Google Earth, then you can see the world in 3D perspective.
那你就发现看得更清楚。
And you can really visualize things totally different.
那所以有时候我们人生因为自己的智慧经验有限，所以我们在看人生是很狭窄的。
So oftentimes our perspective on life is very limited because of our own experiences and what we are exposed to.
那如果我们能够站在更高的地方，就是站在神这样看下来，人生就看得很清楚。
But if we are able to put ourselves in a higher position like God, then we can really gain a more clearer view on life.
所以这个摩西在看人生，对他的人生有一个很大的影响。
So when Moses' perspective on life really has a drastic impact on how he conducts himself in life.
那从第三节开始。
Verse 3.
差不多每一节都有一个字叫做你。
Starting from verse 3, it will begin with a lot of beginning with you.
第三节，你使世人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Verse 3, you turn man back to dust, saying, return to dust, O son of man.
那为什么每一节都有提到你？
So why is that each verse mentions you?
神虽然是看不见的。
Because even though God is invisible,
但是我们人的一生是在神的掌控之中。
But our entire life is under the control of God's hand.
他虽然看不见，一生的生死祸福是他在控制的。
Although God is invisible, but our blessings and misfortunes are all within His hand.
那第三节说，你使世人归于尘土。
Verse 3 says that we You make people return to dust.
什么是归回尘土？
What does it mean to return to dust?
我们死了就是归回尘土。
When we die physically, we have returned to dust.
但是圣经很清楚说是神使我们归回尘土。
But the verses clearly state that it is God who makes us return to dust.
我们来看诗篇104篇。
Psalm 104.
29节。
Verse
29. 诗篇104篇29节。
Psalm
104
verse 29. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust.
这里说，你掩面，他们便惊慌；你收回他们的气，他们就死亡归于尘土。这个地方说死是什么？神收回他的气。
What is death? It is as it describes here when God takes away his breath.
神造人的时候用泥土造的。
When God created man, he did so with clay.
泥土是物质的，不会动。
We know that clay is physical, it's immobile.
神吹了一口气，他就变成有灵的活人。
But after God gave his breath, then it became a living being.
所以每一个活人，他的身上有神吹的那一口气。
So every human being who is alive has the breath of God.
那一口气就是他的生命。
The breath of God is his life.
所以神把人的生命拿走，这个人就死了。
And once God takes away his breath of life, this man is dead.
所以这里说，你使世人归回尘土。
And therefore, this verse says that you make all men return to dust.
那这些圣经节也在告诉人生的有限性。
And this verse also tells us the limited measure of our life.
人是泥土造的。
Since we are made of clay,
所以它是有限的。
And therefore, we are limited.
因为物质的都是有限的。
Because whatever is material is constrained by limits.
那既然它会归回尘土。
But since they will return to dust,
表示他的人生是有限的。
It means that life is limited.
好像一部车子，
just like a car,
开了十年、十五年、二十年，有一天一定会开不动。
You drive it for 10, 15, 20 years, but eventually it's going to become immobile.
人是有限的。
As human beings, we are also limited.
那死就归回尘土。
After we die, we return to dust.
就是表示人的价值是有限的。
This means the value of our life is limited.
200磅的泥土有多少钱？
How much is 200 pounds of clay worth?
我想值不了多少钱，到处都是泥土。
Probably not worth much because you can get dust and clay everywhere.
所以一个200磅的人，他的价值就跟200磅的泥土一样。
So a man who is 200 pounds is just like 200 pounds of clay.
因为人的肉体是泥土造的。
Because our body is made of clay and dust.
所以这个告诉我们，人生的价值绝对不在乎它的肉体。
So it tells us here that the worth of our life is definitely not residing in our physical body.
如果人生的价值在乎肉体，那我们就太可怜了，跟200磅的泥土是一样的。
If our human life is measured by our physical flesh, then it's too pitiful because we're just like 200 pounds of dust.
所以这个第三节就告诉我们人本身是有限的，人不是神。
Verse 3 tells us that humans are limited and we are not God.
我们的价值有限。
We are limited in our worth.
生命有限。
Our life is limited.
我们的一切都是有限的。
And everything that we own are also limited.
所以这样，人才需要神。
And for this reason, we require God.
我们再看第四节。
Verse 4.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
For a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by.
最长寿的人969岁。
The person with the longest life in the Bible is 996 years old.
再加31年，他就1000年了。
969 years old. So another 31 years, he'll be 1000 years old.
我想1000年很久啊。
But 1000 years old is a long time.
我们在神看起来，这只不过是一天。
But to God, this is just like a day that has just passed by.
那到摩西那个世代。
By the time of Moses' generation,
他说人只能活七八十岁。
He commented that most people can live until 70 or 80 years old.
那如果一千年像一天。
If 1,000 years is like a day to God,
七八十年就是两三个钟头。
70 or 80 years old is like two, three hours to God.
所以叫做夜间的一更。
That's why he says it's like a watch in the night.
所以在神看起来人生很短。
So in God's perspective, our human life is very brief.
因此在人类的历史看来。
And looking at from the entire human history,
人好像晚上那个闪一下那个光就没有了。
Our life is like a a very short blink of light in the night.
所以到底人生能够夸什么？
So what exactly can we boast about in life?
在永恒的历史里面，我们是非常的短暂。
Compared to the eternity of time, we are just a minor spark.
出现少时就不见了。
We appear like mist and then disappear.
这个是摩西对人生的一种很清楚的看法。
So this is Moses' very clear understanding of life.
为什么要这样描写？
Why does he describe so?
因为我们看有的人好像要永久住在这个地球。
Because it seems that some people want to live forever on this earth.
他到年纪大了，他的想法也是在这个地球，要怎么盖房子，要怎么来享受。
Even when he's old, he's still thinking about how to build fancy mansions, how to enjoy his life.
其实人生很短。
But actually, our life is so short.
活得越久，我们离开世界要离开的时间越近。
The longer we live, the shorter, or sooner we are. Closer to what we're about to depart from this world.
我们再看第五节
，verse five.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨如生长的草。第六节
，six.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered.
我用中文的版本来做解释。
So what we explain.
人好像水这样冲过去。
We humans are like water being swept away.
这个在做什么？
What does that mean?
你如果到尼加罗瀑布去看。
If you go to Niagara Falls.
那个水非常的大。
You see the mighty water.
这样一直冲下去。
And being rushed down.
冲过去就不再回来了。
Once it rushes down, it doesn't return.
这个就是人生。
This is like life.
一分一秒一直过去。
Every second, every minute passes by so quickly.
一天一个月一直过去。
Days and months passes by.
每一天都是新的。
Every day is a new one.
每一个月都是新的。
Every month is new.
每一年都是新的。
Every year is new.
但是过去的就不再回来。
But once they go away, they never return.
就表示人生没有第二次的机会。
It means that we don't have second chances in life.
它好像水冲过去就不再回来。
It is like water being rushed by and never returns.
那既然人生没有第二次的机会。
And since human life has no second chance.
小错误犯了，我们有机会再改。
If we make minor mistakes, well, there are still chances to recover.
但是如果犯了大错误，人一生就没有机会了。
But if you made some grave, serious mistakes, then there is no return.
因为它只有过去就不再回来了。
Because once it's gone, it's gone.
所以我们非常重要，就是要保持我们的人生大错不犯。
So what we have to really pay attention to is make sure in our lifetime we don't make any grave mistakes.
那怎么样才会让我们一生大错不犯？
So what kind of precaution can we take in order not to make any major mistakes?
当然就是要来找神。
Of course, the first thing is we have to seek after God.
有神赐给我们智慧，我们才知道什么叫做大错。
Once we have the wisdom from God, then we will understand what is grave, serious mistake.
最大的错误是什么？
What is the most serious mistake?
就是不认识神。
It is to refuse acknowledging God.
他是生命的泉源。
He is the source of all life.
他是福气的泉源。
He is the source of blessings.
所以圣经说认识神是智慧的开端。
Therefore, Bible tells us that knowing God is the beginning of wisdom.
那这句话就是说不认识神还得谈不上他是一个智慧的人。
So conversely, if you don't know God, then you cannot consider yourself to be wise.
所以不管这个人书念多少，事业多成功。
So no matter how well educated this person is or how successful his career.
如果他不认识神。
If he doesn't know God.
从圣经看起来。
From the Bible's perspective.
这个人还谈不上智慧。
This person cannot be considered wise.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果没有神。
Because without God.
人活着是没有盼望的。
We cannot live with hope.
是没有意义的。
And our life becomes meaningless.
是没有价值的。
It's without worth.
所以这个结论告诉我们，没有神，这个人是人生最大的错误。
So this conclusion tells us that without God, this will become the greatest mistake of our life.
所以我们一生好像水冲过去。
So our life is compared to mighty water rushing by.
要把握每一天是新的。
We have to seize every day as it comes.
做有意义的事情。
And to do something meaningful.
要把握每一个月每一年。
We have to seize every month, every year.
来寻求神。
To seek after God.
因为在他里面才有永恒的价值。
Because only within God is there eternal value.
在他里面才有永恒的希望。
Only in God is there eternal hope.
在他里面才有完美的平安。
Only in God will you find perfect peace.
在他里面才有真正的喜乐。
Only in God will you find true joy.
在他里面才有经得起考验的力量。
Only in God will you find power that will never exhaust.
所以人好像水冲过去。
So human life is like water rushing by.
下面说他们如睡一觉。
And it goes on to say, it's as if we have slept.
所以一觉是在，为什么圣经要这样讲呢？
Why did we compare that?
有时候我们睡觉会做梦。
Because when we sleep, we dream.
啊，梦死了。有的人啊，有一个太太说，我先生每一次睡觉都梦，梦想事业多成功，回来醒来什么也没有。
There's a wife who said that her husband always dreams about how successful his career is, but when he wakes up, everything is gone.
这个叫做梦。
This is what dream is all about.
跟事实差很远。
Because it's so far apart from reality.
那人生啊，好像在做梦。
So life is like a dream.
我们有很多的理想去追求。
We have so many ideals that we want to pursue.
有的一生都没有办法达到。
And there are some people who can never attain their ideals.
那有的真的你很努力的投进去。
And there are some who strive so hard.
家庭也不顾，身体也不顾，投进去，你终于达到了。
And they pay prices. Sacrificing their own life, their family, and finally they attain their goal.
但是有的还没有死，你就发现你所追求已经跑掉了。
But there are some who, even before they die, they discover what they have pursued for is already gone.
那有的到死了，就全部都你都抓不住就走了。
And of course, there are people when once they die, everything that they had attained becomes nothing.
有一句话说得很潇洒。
There is a very aptly spoken word.
不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。
It doesn't matter how long the days are, as long as I once possessed it.
这个是诗人在安慰人的。
So this is a poem by someone.
曾经拥有就是一场梦啊，那就过去了，是曾经拥有。
Because once you possess something, it's like a dream.
这人生就是如睡一觉。
So our life is compared to a dream.
没有一个东西能够真的永久抓住的。
There's nothing in life that we can truly possess forever.
我们再看第五节。
Verse 5.
早晨他们生长的少，草发啊发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我们人好像花跟草。
Human lives are like the grass and the flowers.
哦，我们知道花跟草在开的时候最漂亮。
We know that grass and flowers are most beautiful when they bloom.
最引人注意。
They're most attractive.
哦，但是当它盛开的时候，也是它凋谢的时候。
But we know that in the peak of their bloom, they're about to be withered.
人生就像花跟草。
Because our life is just like grass and flowers.
所以你如果画一个图表啊，像山也有一个点峰。
If you were to draw a chart with a bell curve on the top.
那你达到顶峰这很好，但是你要开始要走下坡了。
And once you reach the apex or the peak, then it's time to you go downhill.
这个顶峰啊，肉体上来讲可能十几岁、二十岁。
So the peak of our life may be, physically speaking, 20 or 30 years old.
你如果三十岁才运动来参加奥林匹克，已经太晚了。
If when you are 30 years old and you decide to train yourself to become an Olympian, it's too late.
因为你已经到顶峰，已经开始走下坡了。
Because you already reached the peak and you're about to go downhill.
那有人，我们的精神也有它的顶峰。
In our mental state, we also have our peak period.
有一个弟兄啊，他在设计电脑的程式，头脑很聪明。
There's a brother who designs programs, and he's very smart.
他说：“我到差不多四十岁、五十岁，我一定要转方向。”
He said, "When I reach 40 or 50 years old, I definitely have to switch track in my career."
我要转向变成好像人事管理，变成管理阶层，而不是在那个头脑在想那些程式。
I need to change my career into the managerial level where I manage other people. I don't have to put so much into thinking anymore.
为什么？
Why?
因为你到了四十岁、五十岁，你这个头脑的脑力会开始走下坡。
Because once you reach 40 or 50 years old, your mind is no longer so clear.
年轻的比你还厉害。
The younger ones are much sharper than you.
所以这个人啊，会往下掉的。
So as humans, we will gravitate lower.
当我们往上爬。
Once we reach uphill.
我们看，我们一直在超越比其他的人。
And we see that we are surpassing all the others around us.
非常的高兴。
We take joy in that.
觉得自己很有用。
We feel that we are so valuable.
觉得自己很能干。
We feel very talented.
但是你达到顶峰。
But once you reach the peak.
开始走下坡。
You're going downhill.
忽然间发现别人一直超过我们。
And you discover other people are catching up. They are surpassing us.
那就有一点酸溜溜的味道。
And you feel somewhat envious.
太阳
到了一两点钟最高最热。
We know that when at two or three two o'clock, sun is at its peak and the hottest.
但是它就掉下去了。
But then it goes down.
人生就是这样。
Life is just like this.
从早上太阳出来。
In the morning, the sun rises.
到我们死亡，太阳掉下去。
And by sunset, our life ends.
这个有高峰，然后往下沉。
You see that there's a peak and there's a sloping downward.
所以人生好像花草。
So life is just like flower and grass.
那个价值没有办法永远存在。
That value cannot be kept forever.
那个价值会消失。
For that value will disappear.
那个价值你抓不住。
And that value is something that we cannot hold on to forever.
我们有那个记忆，但是那个价值抓不住。
Though we can possess that memory, but that value will not stand.
那请问那个记忆本身到底有什么好处？
So exactly what benefit is the memory?
我曾经到一个养老院去看一个老弟兄。
Once I visited an elderly brother in a nursing home.
教育水准不错。
He is well educated.
在公司也很有成就。
And he also very accomplished in his job.
但是到他老年最后一个阶段。
But upon his last stage of life.
住在养老院里面。
He was living in the nursing home.
一个床。
One bed.
一个桌子。
One desk.
一个椅子。
One chair.
那一个柜子。
And one closet.
那这个柜子在里面放什么？
What did he put inside this closet?
他从年轻一直到年老所照的片、照的相片，包括 video.
He stores in it all the pictures and all the videos of ever since from his youth until his old age.
这个就是他的人生，就是在这个书架上面。
So his entire life is encapsulated in this closet.
但是现在老了，请问这个书架到底会带给他什么？
But now that he's old.What exactly would this closet bring to him?
带给他很多很好的回忆。
Yes, it does bring a lot of fond memories.
但是往前看。
But as you look forward,
这个里面的东西到底能够带给他什么盼望？
What things in his past memory can bring him hope?
唯一的盼望。
There's only one hope.
就是里面他有受洗的照片。
And this, he was once baptized.
联恩会的照片。
And the photos of a special convocation.
在参敬拜神的那些事情。
And all the events related to worshiping God.
只有这些才能够带给他盼望。
Only these photos can bring him hope.
跟神没有关系的都没有办法带给人盼望。
Anything that has nothing to do with God would not bring him any hope.
所以这个就是人生。
And this is a description of our life.
人生好像花跟草。
For our life is like flower and grass.
会凋谢的。
They will wither away.
它的价值会消失。
Their value will disappear.
但这不是最可怕。
But this is not the most terrifying.
最可怕一件事情常常是我们本身没有想过的。
Most frightening aspect of life is often something that we never cross our mind.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第七节。
Verse 7. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
所以说我们活在神的面前。
That as we live before God,
而且说我们活在神的怒气当中。
We are dwelling under His anger.
我们以为没有神。
We think that there is no God.
但是神不会因为我们以为没有他就没有他。
But God will not cease to exist just because we don't think He doesn't exist.
神的存在不会因为我们否定就消失。
The existence of God will not be negated just by the fact that we don't think He exists.
说在神的前面。
For we live before God.
我们活在神的怒气当中。
And we are consumed by His anger.
这个最可怕。
This is the most frightening.
我们活在神的怒气当中。
For we are living under the wrath of God.
如果我们活在一个人的怒气当中。
If we live under the wrath of certain individual.
有一天他死了，就完了。
One day that person passes by, he dies and there's nothing.
那个生气的人已经死了。
For that angry person has died.
有一天我死了，也完了，他怎么生气？
One day when I die, then so be it, because how can he be upset with me anymore?
甚至我没有死，他还是在生气。
And even if I'm still alive and he's still upset with me,
也没有关系啊，他能够把我怎样？
No big deal, because what can he do to me?
这个是人跟人之间的关系。
And this is a relationship between people and people.
但是人跟神就不是这样啊。
But the relation between people and God is different.
神有绝对的权柄。
For God has absolute power and authority.
所以当人活在神的怒气当中，这是可怕的。
Therefore, it's very horrifying when we live under the wrath of God.
为什么？
Why?
如果今天美国的法院判定你有罪。
If let's say the American judge system condemns you as being guilty.
除非你逃离开美国。
unless you depart from the United States.
不然每一天都是可怕的。
Otherwise, your days will be spent in fear.
那哪一个人能够逃离神的面呢？
So which person can run away from the anger of God?
没有一个人能够离开神。
There's no one who can run away from God.
你到月球上面，神在那里。
Even if you run to the surface of the moon, God is there.
你藏到海里面，神在那里。
Even if you go to the depths of the sea, God is there.
这个是人生最可怕的问题。
This is the most frightening aspect of life.
但是常常是人最忽略的问题。
But often is the most neglected fact of life.
那为什么我活在神的怒气当中？
How is it that we live under God's anger?
第八节。
Verse 8. You have set our iniquities before you.Our secret sins in the light of your presence.
这里说你将我们的罪摆在你的面前。
God placed our iniquities before him.
有时候我们发现我们现在的人啊，越来越文明。
We find that sometimes as we become more civilized.
因为就受过教育。
Because we're educated.
文化水准越来越高。
Our cultural level are increased.
所以你在公司里面，你在开会，如果你动气，你就是错了。
And so in a company conference setting,If you become upset, then you are the guilty party.
你可以讲理，但是你不能发怒。
You can speak rationally, but you cannot become upset.
所以人跟人之间越来越文明。
So humans become more cultured.
那这个文明的结果就好像让人活着，我有什么罪？我是一个很有文化的人。
The product of this culture is that we falsely think that we have no sin because we're so well cultured.
但这里说你将我们的罪摆在你面前。
But here it says that God has placed our iniquity before him.
在神的面前，我们的罪是赤露敞开的。
Before God, our sin is open and naked.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是违背神定的律法。
Sin is to go against the commands of God.
特别就是十条诫命。
Especially the Ten Commandments.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
神认为好的，我们没有做。
What God considers to be good, and we fail to do so.
这个就是罪。
That is sin.
所以圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
And therefore, the entire Bible places all of us under sin.
没有一个人没有罪。
There is not one person who is without sin.
那第八节说，你把我们的隐恶摆在你面光中。
Verse 8 says that God places our secret sins in the light of His presence.
这个隐恶有两个意思。
There are two meanings to secret sins.
第一个就是我们在秘密中做的，没有人知道。
First is a sin that we commit in secret that no one knows about.
我们以为没有人知道。
We think that no one knows about.
但是在神的面前是敞开的。
But in fact, before God is wide open.
第二个。
Second.
这个隐恶就是连我们自己也不知道我们自己犯的罪。
The secret sin refers to the sins that we don't even realize we have committed.
在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
But before God, all these sins are open and naked.
那既然我们人活在罪里面
，and since human beings live under sin,
第九节
，verse 9, all our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
所以从物质的层面来讲啊，我们真的过得很好。
So from a material perspective, we live a very well-off life.
特别是在 Orange County。
Especially we're living in Orange County.
特别是在 Irvine.
Especially in Irvine.
真的是不错。
And this is a very nice life.
但是在属灵上来说
，But spiritually speaking,
如果我们不认识神
，If we don't know about God,
如果我们没有解决罪的问题
，If we never resolve the issue of sin,
我们每一天都活在神的震怒之下。
Each day we pass our life under God's wrath.
既然活在神的震怒之下
，Since we're living under God's wrath,
所以死是可怕的。
Therefore, death becomes terrifying.
死的可怕不是埋在地里面。
The terrifying part about death is not that we bury into the soil.
埋在地这没有什么可怕。
There's nothing to fear about being buried in the earth.
所以有一些人虽然不认识神，他也不怕死。
And therefore, some people, even though they don't know about God, they're not afraid of death.
顶多是埋在地里面了。
Because they figure big deal, so I'm buried in the earth.
死的可怕不在那里。
The most frightening aspect of death is not there.
死的可怕是我们的灵魂要面对神。
The most frightening aspect is that our soul will have to face God.
这是最可怕的。
That's most frightening.
所以摩西对人生的看法非常清楚。
Therefore, Moses has a very clear perspective on life.
最可怕的是我们活在罪里面，要面对神的愤怒。
Because the most frightening aspect of our life is when we live under the wrath of God and we have to face Him when we die.
第十节。
Verse 10. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这里说我们一生大概70岁、80岁。
Our life is probably about 70 or 80 years old.
活到最后我们可以夸口什么？
So in the end of our life, what can we boast about?
他说不过是劳苦跟愁烦。
The only thing we can boast about is but trouble and sorrow.
这个劳苦啊，也可以把它解释说肉体很辛苦。
This trouble can be explained by saying that physically we're very exhausted.
我们有很多的责任。
Because we have so much responsibility.
每一个身份都有责任。
Because every person has responsibilities.
所以每天回到家里面，你尽完责任真的是很累。
By the time you finish your work, go back home, you're so exhausted.
那愁烦呢？
What about sorrow?
就是我们心里面有很多的忧愁。
It means that we have many anxieties in our heart.
为着孩子，为着自己，为着事业，为着父母，很多忧愁。
For our children, for our parents, for our career, we have so many sorrows.
那人生，这个就是人最后能夸的。
And so, in the end, this is the only thing we can really boast about.
然后我们就转眼成功，如飞而去。
And then they quickly pass and we fly away.
那圣经在描写这些人生，是不是要叫我们活得很消极，很灰色？
By describing the realities of life, does that mean we have to live a very pessimistic life?
不是的。
No.
因为我们人这个旧的观念如果没有拆掉，新的观念建不起来。
Because if we do not take away our old concept, we cannot form new concepts.
什么是旧的观念？
What is old concept?
我不需要神，我也可以过得很好。
I don't need God. I can live life just as fine.
我不需要神，我的人生也很有盼望。
I don't need God. I'm very hopeful.
这个是旧的观念。
This is the old concept.
如果这个没有拆掉，
if you don't destroy this concept,
这个人不可能来敬拜神。
Then this person will never believe in God.
即使敬拜神，他不可能很热心追求神。
Even if he believes in God, he will not fervently seek after God.
所以摩西把人生的真相讲出来。
So Moses described the realities of life.
是要让我们了解。
Is to make us understand.
没有神的人生就是这样。
That a person without God is just like this.
那既然是这样，要怎么突破？
And since this is the reality of life, what can we do to break through?
这个就是圣经要引导我们的一个方向。
This is what the Bible is leading us toward.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节的诗篇九十篇第二节。
Psalm 90 verse 2. Before the mountains were born, were you brought forth the earth, the world. From the everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
第二节说从亘古到永远你是神。
It says that you are the everlasting God.
从无穷尽的过去到无穷尽的未来，你是神。
From the infinite past to the infinite future, you are God.
那我们所拜的神是什么样的神？
What kind of God do we worship?
第二节说，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成。我们要认识神，就是从他所创造的万物来认识他。
It describes about how mountains and earth were brought to the world. So we need to recognize God by the things that are created around us.
如果我们要认识一个人有多伟大，很简单，你一生做什么？
If we want to know how great a person is, we just need to look at his accomplishments.
那你就知道这个人多伟大。
So we can get a sense of how great this person was.
那如果我们要认识神有多伟大，
If we want to understand how great God is,
那我们就看神做什么。
Then let's just study what has he accomplished.
这里告诉我们天地万物都是神造的。
It says here that the mountains, the earth are all created by God.
那为什么摩西要这样说？
Why does Moses say this?
你看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第十章。
Verse 10, chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
还有十三节。
And verse 13. But God made the earth by his power. He founded the world by his wisdom.And stretch out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heaven roar. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses.
在神的创造当中，我们可以看到神三个很重要的本性。
There are three very important characteristics of God through his creation.
第一个是他的能力。
First is through his power.
他能够创造一个宇宙，我们没有办法了解。
He can create a universe that is beyond human understanding.
所以他能力有多大？
So we cannot conceive how great his power is.
我没有办法了解。
It's inconceivable.
没有一件事情他做不来。这个是我们所拜的神。
There is not one thing that he cannot accomplish, and this is the God that we worship.
那第二个说，他用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
Second, he founded the world by his wisdom and made the earth by his power.
神在他的创造中显明他的智慧。
Through the creations, God has shown his wisdom.
所以你看，我说我们读书读了几十年，只不过去读神所创造这些奥妙一部分而已。
And we see that when we go to school for so many years, decades even, we are merely studying a small slice of God's handiwork. There are so many other things that we don't understand. Because this God is so infinitely wise. There is not one thing that he doesn't know. There is not one question that he has no answer. Because he is the source of all wisdom. Verse 13. He thunders the waters, heavens, and all the clouds from the end of the earth. This refers to the love of God. Because God allows the rain to fall from the earth, from the sky, and also the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth. And this is reference to the evaporation process, so it will regulate the temperature and not become too hot. God is wind, he can breeze by
it.
These are all representatives of God's love. And so through God's handiwork and creation, we know that he is all capable. And he is all wise. And he loves us very much. So as human beings, how should we reciprocate his love? If life is what we had just described, and God is so awesome and mighty, so how, as a human being, should we conduct ourselves in this life?
这个就是结论,
this is the conclusion. It's in verse 1.
诗篇的90篇,
in Psalm 90, verse
第一节,
1.
我们回到诗篇90篇,
turn back to Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
主啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所, 这里告诉我们, 我们需要神,
so this tells us that we need God.
而且世世代代要亲近神,
and throughout all generations, we must draw nearer to God.
只有这样, 我们的人生才有新的盼望,
only through this will we gain new hope in life.
我们的生活才有新的内容,
so there will be new, a new life to our life.
来唱诗,
let's sing him.
406首,
406. In another week, there will be a spiritual convocation held at Irvine Church. We know the importance of knowing God. So we have to strive our best to invite friends and relatives to come and attend. You know, so we have to make time to attend the spiritual convocation and draw nearer to God. Please pray for the spiritual convocation all the time, so that each person will have a renewed experience with God, and that we can be re-strengthened in our faith, to go to higher ground and be drawn closer to God. Let's pray together. In Lord Jesus' name we pray.